Hare Krishna. So it is my great honor and privilege to be been given the privilege of speaking in this wonderful build-up to the 2022 Winter Book Marathon. So I beg the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas present here today and also online, that I can speak something worthy of this most confidential service. Hare Krishna. So we are given the liberty as speakers during this period to select the verse ourselves. So today I selected a verse which is on the board, which is from the 9th canto, 21st chapter, text number 12. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. I do not pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the eight perfections of mystic yoga, nor for salvation from repeated birth and death. I want only to stay among all the living entities and suffer all distresses on their behalf, so that they may be freed from suffering. Please repeat after me. I do not pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the eight perfections of mystic yoga, nor for salvation from repeated birth and death. I want only to stay among all the living entities and suffer all distresses on their behalf, so that they may be freed from suffering. Purport. Vasudev Datta made a similar statement to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requesting the Lord to liberate all living entities in his presence. Vasudev Datta submitted that if they were unfit to be liberated, he himself will take all their sinful reactions and suffer personally so that the Lord might deliver them. A Vaishnava is therefore described as being paradukha dukhi, very much aggrieved for the suffering of others. As such, a Vaishnava engages in activities for the real welfare of human society. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmalitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutan Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namastate, Tapta Kanchana Gaurange, Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Suti Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priye, Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha, Kripa Sindubhyevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine. So the verse again. I do not pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the eight perfections of mystic yoga, nor for salvation from repeated birth and death. I only want to stay among the living entities and suffer all distresses on their behalf, so that they may be freed from suffering. Hare Krishna. So, we speak about mood and mission in Krishna consciousness. The mood, the mission is what drives us. And the mood is the internal sentiment that drives everything. So this beautiful verse explains very nicely the mood of the Vaishnav. And the context is very interesting. You know, Prabhu, who spoke this verse? Prabhupada talks about Vasudev, that's because of the same mood. But I'll give you the context because it's very nice. So Prabhupada gives the context in the preamble to this chapter. So Prabhupada writes, the son of Bharat Raj was Manyu, and Manyu's sons were Britaksh, Shatra, Jaya, Mahavir, Nara, and Gaga. Of these five, Nara had a son named Sukriti, who had two sons named Guru and Rantidev. As an exalted devotee, Rantidev saw every living entity in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore he completely engaged his mind, his words, and his very self in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. Rantidev was so exalted that he would sometimes give away his own food in charity, and he and his family would fast. Once, after Rantidev spent 48 days fasting, not even drinking water, excellent food made with ghee was brought to him. But when he was about to eat it, a Brahmana guest appeared. Rantidev, therefore, did not eat the food, but instead immediately offered a portion of it to the Brahmana. When the Brahmana left and Rantidev was just about to eat the remnants of the food, a Shudra appeared. Rantidev therefore divided the remnants between the Shudra and himself. Again, when he was just about to eat the remnants of a food, another guest appeared. Rantidev therefore gave the rest of the food to the new guest and was about to content himself with drinking water, the water to quench his thirst. But that was precluded, for a thirsty guest came, and Rantidev gave him the water. This was all ordained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just to glorify his devotee and show how tolerant a devotee is in rendering service to the Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being extremely pleased with Rantidev, entrusted him with very confidential service. The special power to render the most confidential service is entrusted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to a pure devotee, not to ordinary devotees. Such a beautiful verse and purport. So I was thinking what to speak about today. There are so many speakers before me. They have spoken so beautifully, so many aspects of Krishna consciousness. So I thought I'll speak about maybe three facets of book distribution. The first is intention, the why. It is said everything starts with the intention. Just like in a court of law, when someone commits a crime. The judge evaluates the crime and then he hands out a sentence. A very important part of him considering what sentence to hand out is intention. When the intention is strong, the intention is calculated, the intention is premeditated, then generally the sentence is stronger. So in the same way, in our own service, and especially we are now talking about the service of book distribution, when the intention is very strong, the intention is very palpable, then the service becomes very strong, and also the outcomes are great. So it all starts off with intention. And there are two types of moods that drive intention. In the path of bhakti, we have what is called sadhana, and then we have siddha. Sadhana means to practice, and siddha means perfection. So also on this path of sankirtan, or book distribution, we have two types of devotees. One type of devotee who performs and executes book distribution from the platform of a sadhaka. And we know from the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami explains that what is the driving force of a sadhaka? The driving force, the pushing force of a sadhaka is the order of the guru and the injunctions of the scripture. That's what drives the sadhaka. But the siddha, the perfected devotees, what drives them? It's just spontaneous love, spontaneous attraction. So same way among our sankirtan devotees, we have two types. We have the siddha sankirtan devotees who just love sankirtan, who just can't wait to get out there, who experience great nectar. And as Prabhupada says, and which I'll talk about later, we experience something called sankirtan samadhi. I'm looking at Vishwambar Prabhu. And he posts on his Facebook page his daily experiences, where he goes. And when I look at Vishwambar Prabhu, I think he's in the siddha category. He just can't wait to get out there, and he experiences great transcendental bliss. But I'm definitely in the sadhaka category. You know, I have to be pushed by the order of the guru and the injunctions of the scripture. So the intention from a sadhaka, it starts off with the order of the guru. Srila Prabhupada explains very nicely in a purport from the fourth canto, 24th chapter, verse 15. And Prabhupada explains what is the secret to success. Prabhupada writes, after being initiated and receiving the orders of the spiritual master, the disciple should unhesitatingly think about the instructions or orders of the spiritual master and not allow himself to be disturbed by anything else. This is also the verdict of Srila Vishnava Chakravarti Thakur, who, while explaining the verse of the Bhagavad Gita 2:41, beginning Vya Vasayatmika Budhir Ekaha Kuru Nandana, points out that the order of the spiritual master is the life and substance of the disciple. The disciple should not consider whether he's going back home, back to Godhead. His first business should be to execute the order of the spiritual master. Thus, a disciple should always meditate on the order of the spiritual master, and that is perfectional meditation. Not only should he meditate upon that order, but he should find out the means by which he can perfectly worship and execute it. Very powerful, isn't it? The order of the spiritual master should be made one's life and soul. And not only should one constantly meditate on that order, but he should find out the means by which he can perfectly worship it and execute it. Once when Srila Prabhupada just arrived in a particular city in America, he gave an arrival address. And in that arrival address, he also explained the formula for success. And he said, the disciple should always be thinking how to do, how to do, how to do. Even if he cannot do, if he simply thinks how to do, he becomes liberated. What to speak of when he actually does? This is something very powerful. So we find ourselves in this marathon sometimes, you know. We hear all these speeches and we think, oh yes, I have to do. But due to many factors, we just can't do. But simply if we're thinking, Prabhupada says, how to distribute books, how to distribute books, how to do. Get up in the morning, the first thought, how to do. In the shower, how to do. While eating, how to do. While driving, how to do. Whatever we're doing, how to do. We become liberated. We become liberated. But that all comes from this sincere desire to want to execute the order of the spiritual master. Now, the order of the spiritual master, the spiritual master's instruction, we all know, Srila Prabhupada, what he said. I want to flood the world with Krishna consciousness literature. Go and inject in their ear holes the message of Urukrama. That's what Prabhupada says. Go and inject. Distribute. Distribute, distribute. Prabhupada says, the more you distribute, the more you increase the book distribution, the more you increase my pleasure. So that's something also very important about the power in the instruction. You'll see me, I'm reading a lot today from this book, Our Family Business. As a build-up to the marathon, I have the audio book, and every day I listen to these chapters. They're just so out of this world, so inspiring. So the power of the instruction of the spiritual master. The instruction of the spiritual master is non-different from the spiritual master himself. The instruction is non-different. How is that? Lord Chaitanya ordered everyone to spread the Sankirtan movement. The Lord being absolute is non-different from his words. In this way, the order of Mahaprabhu, imbued with his own spiritual power, is effectively transferred through the sound of his words from the heart of the Lord to the heart of his sincere followers. Those who take those orders seriously become the Lord's representatives, the spiritual masters, who then pass these words down to their disciples. Now this is very significant. Very significant. This understanding, this realization that with the instructions of the spiritual master come the power to execute the instructions. So the moment one captures that instruction of the spiritual master within the heart, because that instruction is non-different from the spiritual master, the power of that instruction also enters our heart. And then we will are able to do amazing things. We're able to do amazing things. So this is really something really, really wonderful. Somehow or the other, we need to meditate on this instruction of Srila Prabhupada. In one sense, it seems, you know, black and white, so clear. But at the same time, for it to enter our heart, it takes some time and some desire. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come to flood the world with Krishna consciousness. And when this marathon starts, we see that this flood, the tide rises. So next week, the 1st of December, there's going to be this rising of the tide. At Bhaktivedanta Manor, in London, the whole of the United Kingdom, in Europe, in Eurasia, in the entire world. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came. And Mahaprabhu's desire was to flood the world with Krishna consciousness. And Mahaprabhu predicted that his name will be heard in every town and village. How that would be achieved, for many hundreds of years, the devotees couldn't figure out. But from the time of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, and then our Srila Prabhupada, how that would be achieved became very clear. So the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can spread it through Harinam Sankirtan, the small mridanga. But it will really go far and wide by the Brihat Mridanga. And that is the books. So we find ourselves in a very fortunate position, in that we are being given the opportunity to partake in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, this Sankirtan Leela. And we understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is taking place currently. That Leela was not completed when Mahaprabhu adventured himself 500 years ago and then he departed. That Leela continues today. And then we all have this opportunity to partake in this Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada used to say, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that his name will be spread in every town and village. It is certain that this will be done. The only question is, who will take credit for it? So a devotee does not want credit, but we see that statement in the context that we have been given this opportunity to become involved in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and to do something wonderful. So I said that we all begin with the why. And the first why stems from the instruction of the spiritual master. As sadhakas, we have to execute the order. The second why is our own purification. Our own purification. The path of Krishna consciousness is a path of purification. We are trying to purify ourselves so that we can reach the platform of executing pure devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada very clearly, through his various purports, explained how this service of book distribution is one of the most powerful ways of purification. As sadhakas, we are battling with the false ego. We want to rid ourselves of the false ego and come to the platform of real ego. As sadhakas, we battle with the contaminations of the mind, which always draw us away from our real mission. And as sadhakas, we battle with impure intelligence. In the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 17, verse number 16, the Lord explains the austerity of the mind. Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. And the Lord says, and satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, and purification of one's existence are the austerities of the mind. And Prabhupada explains how on the spiritual path we need to make ourselves minds very austere. And Prabhupada says, to make the minds austere, one has to detach it from sense gratification. And how do we detach it from sense gratification? The core principle behind sense gratification is how I can make myself happy and how I can achieve happiness through the senses. Then Prabhupada says, what is the opposite of always thinking about ourselves? If I ask the question, what is the opposite of always thinking about ourselves? To think about others. Yes. That's what Srila Prabhupada says. The mind always wants to think about sense gratification. Think about ourselves. So to make the mind austere, if we can always train it to think about others, automatically the mind becomes detached from sense gratification. Isn't that wonderful? So when we engage in the Sankirtan movement, when we engage in distributing books, by its very nature, we have to think about others. How they are suffering, how we can give them the books, what plans we can make to convince them to take the book, what arrangements we can make. So, this book distribution that forces us to think of others is a very, very powerful sadhana. Therefore, in his book, Our Family Business, Vaisheshika Prabhu talks about Sankirtan being very high sadhana. So why is it very high sadhana? Why is book distribution deemed to be very high sadhana? This he explains. Something is considered to be very high sadhana when it is confidential. And two, when it helps us to deal with the challenges that we face with our mind, and it introduces within us a spiritual tension. There is a saying in spiritual life, when we become casual, we become casualty. So in Krishna consciousness, we have to be very alert against being casual. And our acharyas, our spiritual teachers, they say or they advise we should always feel a spiritual tension in our lives. When there's no spiritual tension, then we have become prone to become casual. So automatically, when we do the service of book distribution, there's a spiritual tension, isn't it? We make a commitment. Just like in this marathon, the theme is Sangha, Seva, and Sadhana. So one of the goals is for us to commit, 300 devotees to commit to dedicating at least 16 hours of service during this book marathon. Now, the moment we commit, we say, yes, I agree. I agree to dedicate 16 hours of service. Immediately that introduces a spiritual tension. 16 hours? Which 16 hours? When 16 hours? How will I allocate those 16 hours? Where should I do? Go. Where, what should I do? Where can I get the books? Immediately that becomes introduced. This spiritual tension in our spiritual lives. And that is very, very healthy. That is very, very healthy to have the spiritual tension in our lives, because it takes us away from our comfort zone. We've got to put ourselves in a situation where our ego is challenged. We have to approach people. We'll have to get rejected. And we have to focus the mind. And we have to pray. And most importantly, we have to depend on Krishna. It's just like when a materialistic person faces a challenge. The first tendency is how they can try to make arrangements to overcome the challenge. But when a devotee faces a challenge, the first and the automatic response is what? Is to depend on Krishna. To pray to Krishna. How, Krishna, you can help me through this situation. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says that the Sankirtan devotee is like the youngest child. When a father wants to cross the street, a dangerous or busy street, with a few of his children, the first person's hand he will hold is the youngest child. Because the youngest child, he's the most dependent upon the parent. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, Krishna says, there is no one more dear to me, and there will not be anyone more dear to me than he who spreads this message, my message, across. So, when one takes up the service of Sankirtan, then automatically one has to depend on Krishna. So the movement, this mission of book distribution is very important. And this verse we read today is all about compassion. Right now, the world is going through a very, very difficult phase. Very difficult phase. There's the financial challenges where, you know, because of the rise in interest rates, suddenly people's mortgages are going up by 600, 700 pounds a month. And people are thinking, I just used to manage to make a living, and now I have to 500, 600, or 700 pounds more. How am I going to do that? And then there's the climate challenge, climate warming. There's so much of natural catastrophes taking place. And then there's the war in Ukraine. And there's the pandemic. Never before, it seems like this world, we are facing challenges. And people are really, really suffering. People are in so much of anxiety. What is the future going to hold to them? And the only alternatives many of them see to come out of that suffering is sense gratification, the bottle of alcohol, the drug, some illicit relationships. That's the only alternative. In Australia, the devotees once had a bus for their Sankirtan. And on their bus, right across in big letters was written, Krishna consciousness, the positive alternative. So people have no idea of what the positive alternative is. Nobody tells them. You don't find it in the news or anything. Therefore, it is incumbent upon the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go out and to present these books in which the positive alternative is given to them. And when they receive their positive alternative, that is wonderful. Srila Prabhupada talks about bhakti is all about showing our love, isn't it? Showing our love for Krishna. So in one lecture in New Vrindavan in 1974, Srila Prabhupada asked the devotees a question. He asked the question, what is the main symptom of love? What is the prime symptom of love? What is the most important symptom of love? Prabhupada asked that question. And no one could answer. And then Prabhupada answered himself. Do you know what Prabhupada said is the main symptom of love? Service. Okay. Anyone knows what Prabhupada's answer was? Prabhupada says, the main symptom, the prime symptom, the most important symptom of love is that the devotee wants to see the glories of his beloved spread far and wide. So Prabhupada gave this very unique meaning of what it means to love. And then I also got a quotation from Srila Prabhupada. I just want to read that. It is so nice. He says about love. Prabhupada says, where is it now? Unless you love Krishna, why should you be interested to make others Krishna conscious? Let them go to hell. Why you should be so much working hard to make them Krishna conscious unless you love Krishna? This is the sign of love. I love Krishna, but I do nothing for Krishna. That is nonsense. That is nonsense. And this was in a conversation, Los Angeles, January 11, 1970. 74. So Prabhupada is saying, it's no use saying I love Krishna. You've got to do something. And Prabhupada says, the best thing you can do is to spread the glories of Krishna. And again, coming to this point of high sadhana, in one conversation with Tripurari Das, Prabhu is speaking to Prabhupada and he says, Prabhupada, just by distributing your books, we can become self-realized? And Prabhupada says, you are also already self-realized. Otherwise, how can you push on the books? You love Krishna, therefore you are taking so much of labor for pushing on. And that is self-realization. If anyone tries to establish that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, that is self-realization. And Tripurari says, sometimes the devotees ask if they can take birth again distributing books for you. Prabhupada, very good, very good. This is real devotion. A devotee does not want to go to Vaikuntha or any other liberation. They are satisfied with the service. That is pure devotion. And distributing books for the benefit of going to Krishna, that is selfishness. And Prabhupada says, and distributing books for the benefit of going to Krishna, that is selfishness. So I'll go to do book distribution and Krishna will take me back. Prabhupada said, that is selfishness. I want to simply distribute the books without any remuneration, without any personal. That is pure devotee. Just like Prahlad Maharaj says, that I do not wish to go to Vaikuntha unless I take all these rascals with me. That is pure devotee. Pure devotion does not mean he is always under the protection of Krishna. What is the use of going to Vaikuntha? Wherever he stays, that is Vaikuntha. That is pure devotional service. Life after life, I may go on with this business. I don't want anything. That is pure devotion. And actually, this is the verse of King Rantidev. And this was the mood of Vasudev Datta, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the purport, Prabhupada says, Vasudev Datta's mood was unparalleled. Lord Jesus Christ said, if you surrender to me, I will take away your sins. But Vasudev Datta, he didn't even make such preconditions. He simply said, I desire that you can, that all the living entities go back to Krishna. And to achieve that, I am prepared to take everyone's sin. Because we know, as long as one has sin, then there's no chance of us going back to Godhead. So this is something very, very wonderful. And I would maybe just conclude with one last Sankirtan story about the determination of the devotees. This was a story I read, and you know, they say stories are very powerful, and this is a story that let me just share with you. This is a Bhakta Blaze from America. So he goes on Sankirtan in Austin, Texas. And he arrives in the parking lot, like most of us do. He sees someone sitting in their van. He can't run away anyway. He can't move. He's cornered. So we go to approach him. So he goes and he approaches this man. And as he got close, he waves and says, "Hello, Hare Krishna." And the man replies, "I'm not interested. I'm not interested." And then Bhakta Blaze replies, "But you don't even know what I have to say." The man says, "I'm not interested." And he says, "But you don't know what I have." And then the man says, "I don't care. I know you just want my money." Then this devotee, Krishna, blesses him with intelligence. And in a very calm and loving way, he says, "No, I am a monk. I don't want your money. I just want to make this world a better place." And he says, he gives him the book. And he says, "The book teaches you how to always be happy. How to never have a bad day." Nice phrase, isn't it? And then what does this man say? "I never have a bad day. I never have bad days." Then the devotee Krishna gives him more intelligence. He says, "This book tells you how never to have a bad moment." The man says, "No way. No way. How not to have a bad moment?" But as soon as he touches the book, his mood changes. His mood changes. And then he says, "What do you want for it?" Now, this is a trick question, isn't it? If you say, normally people give me $10, you know, or $100, you can say, "You are after my money after all, isn't it?" So the devotee, he's been given this intelligence all the time. Tesham satatam yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam. He says, "You can give a donation. Whatever you want, you give a donation." And immediately he pulls out from his wallet and he gives. And then he says, Then the devotee was able to preach the philosophy about the book, and the man admits. He says, as soon as I saw the book, I knew you were not trying to cheat me. I knew. But I was testing you. I was testing you. So this is the power of Srila Prabhupada's books. These books are non-different from Krishna. In the Vedanta Sutra 113, there's an aphorism, Shastra Yoni Vat. Yoni means womb. So the Lord has taken birth in this world in the form of Shastra. Normally we know the Lord appears in the form of stone and marble and wood and so on. But the Lord also appears in the form of transcendental literature, in the form of ink and paper. Therefore, in the Bhagavatam 1340, it says, Idam Bhagavatam Namam Puranam Brahma Samitam. That this Srimad Bhagavatam, it is the incarnation of Krishna, compiled by the literary incarnation of Godhead. So these books, they are deities. They are worshipable. And Prabhupada says once when the devotees went on Sankirtan, we don't have an altar, no problem. You can offer your food to the books. Because these books are deities. So we are being given this wonderful service to spread the incarnation of the Lord. I've gone 5 minutes over. I wanted to speak about something else, but you know, Srila Prabhupada's journey of how he distributed the books. But this is a wonderful opportunity. My main service at Bhaktivedanta Manor is to distribute sets of Srila Prabhupada's books, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have a goal to distribute at least 50 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam in this marathon. It is an amazing feeling to distribute a set of Bhagavatam. So we'll be having seminars and workshops. If any of you would like to find out what you can do, how you can present Srimad Bhagavatam, we've learnt a little. We can try to share what we've learnt and then spread. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.